Is your website pretty?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
You got what I need.
Mind your business.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thank you for listening to this podcast on iTunes. Thank you for listening on Stitcher. Thank you for all the interest on Pinterest, Whiff Roasters in Lititz, Pennsylvania. Thank you for existing. I still wish David Letterman hadn't retired. I still pine for the days of his original NBC shows in the 80s. But my therapist says it's a natural grieving process and assures me that I'll get through it. We're really kicking it old school this week with one of the most famous, albeit notorious, catchphrases in the history of infomercials. Anyone remember "set it and forget it"? Those of you who do, you're probably chuckling right now. And those of you who don't, hey, thanks to the magic of YouTube, you can still experience "set it and forget it" for yourself. Just go to YouTube and do a search for "set it and forget it," and you'll see several excerpts from the original infomercial. But wait, there's more. You will also find the entire 28-minute and 31-second infomercial, so you can relive the whole experience. The infomercial is, of course, for the Ronco Showtime Rotisserie and Barbecue, brought to you by the king of infomercials himself, Ron Popeil. This man has probably sold more products through TV advertising and infomercials than any one single human being on the planet. I can't prove that, but I would love to see where he ranks all time. He's actually credited with popularizing the eternally cliche and irritating sales phrase, "but wait, there's more." As early as the 1950s, he brought us such amazing devices as the Chop-O-Matic, the Veg-O-Matic, and one of my all-time favorites, the Pocket Fisherman. You can find that one on YouTube as well. If I'm to be perfectly transparent with you, I would have to acknowledge that I own the Ron Popeil fresh pasta maker. And the damn thing works well. How successful has he been? Successful enough to be a part of pop culture and appear on The X-Files, The Simpsons, King of the Hill, Futurama, and other shows as well. Successful enough that when one of my clients recently used the term "set it and forget it," around a month ago, I think it was, we were on a weekly call, I knew exactly what he was talking about. The context in which he used that phrase is the reason that we're talking about it in this podcast. He said that he was given the perception in the past from a former website vendor and developer that once you got your website built, you could just set it and forget it. This really got my gears turning, because there are a lot of you that still either have this mindset or are really having to fight this mindset. Because at the end of the day, that's what you really want to do, right? I mean, seriously, you don't want to have to keep updating your website and making changes to appease the search engines, because your website is not a Showtime Rotisserie and Barbecue. It requires consistency and care. You don't want to keep making those changes, but your website, you can't set it and forget it. It is not a Showtime Rotisserie and Barbecue. That's where that "set it and forget it" came from. It was a Showtime Rotisserie and Barbecue. Good times. See, while Ron Popeil was telling us all to set it and forget it, he was also busy working on his next invention, his next gadget or piece of equipment that he was going to then market and profit from. He was busy building his own brand, which in the end is really why we remember the phrase "set it and forget it." Because he built his own brand, it built name familiarity with Ronco, that was the name of his company, so that when he used that phrase, it had a huge audience. He had already built a huge audience to hear that phrase, which is why it's become a part of pop culture. Incidentally, he also got the audience to participate in saying it, which is another reason it's so memorable. It was like a hook line or a chorus that went through the whole infomercial. Set it and forget it. If you're doing that with your website, you really can forget it, because no one's going to find you. The more I read about this and the deeper I dug with regard to how I could take this and have it apply to your website and your marketing, the more I realized that many of you have found yourselves in a situation with your website where you really can't easily update your site yourself. Look, I'm regularly asked to analyze sites for SEO work, and more often than not, the process has to start on the development and design side. Truth is, I still come across lots of websites that have either no content management system, or they have a proprietary content management system that is so cumbersome that these owners of the website have to wind up paying their webmaster to do simple updates that they should be able to do themselves. I'm talking phone numbers, tweaks to content on individual pages, simple stuff like that. The reason that this happens is because deep down, most of you really do want to just set it and forget it. I'm not a big fan of proprietary CMSs, mainly because they lock you into a relationship with a company. If anything happens to where you would need to have someone else do a site update, you're basically then starting from scratch. But we'll get more into that later. I've got a little checklist of questions we're going to go through here, really a checklist of points that we're going to go through that you can use yourself to keep yourself in check with regard to making sure that you are in control of your website, and most importantly, that it's easy as possible to do simple updates and blog posts on your website. We'll call these 5 points of enlightenment. And some of these are common sense. The first one is, ask yourself, do I have to call my webmaster in order to do simple updates on my website, or do I have the option to do it myself? Hey, some of you may not want to be bothered with it and are just peachy with calling your webmaster every time you need a change done. As long as turnaround time is sensible and you're not waiting for weeks to get a phone number change done on your main page, this might work for you. What I'm suggesting is that you make sure that it's a choice and you don't have your hands tied. You may not want to handle simple changes in blog posts on your website yourself, but you should have the ability and freedom to do it yourself if you want to. You may want someone on your staff to handle it, and it should be a definite option. Now, secondly, I almost feel like a jerk with this second point here, but I've got to cover my bases with you. Ask yourself, do I have my username and password to log into my website in a place where I can easily access it? It's kind of the same as with your local business profiles on Google and Yahoo and Bing. Oh my. If you don't have your login credentials where you can easily access them, then you've just given yourself an out. You've just given yourself an out for not bothering with updates or blog posts. Oh, I don't have time for it. Then when you do have the motivation and the time to write a new post or otherwise freshen up your existing content, you become demotivated because you can't find your stinking login credentials, and then you're back to, oh, I don't have time for this. This is too time consuming. Set a success trap for yourself and keep these credentials where you can access them easily when you need them. It seems obvious, and it really is, but it's also the most common oversight. Now, we've laid the groundwork and covered the two most obvious points on this list. When we come back, I've got the 3 most important points to cover with you. Stay with us.
Chicks dig dudes with algorithmic integrity, and dudes dig chicks with social semantics, if you get my drift. Can you feel the cyber love? We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDnD.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
Okay, we are back on the Mind Your Business podcast, and we're talking about the whole set it and forget it mentality that so many businesses have with their websites, and how a lot of web developers still want to be proprietary and be in complete control of a website just like in the old days. We're now at point number three, and that is get away from pure HTML sites and have a content management system. If you're not sure what a pure HTML site is, a good clue is that if you can't make a change to a page on your website without doing what you need to do by actually hard coding, that's a red flag. And usually you don't know, because in most of these cases, you have to go through your webmaster. Listen, in years gone by, many, many years ago, you pretty much had to send any changes to your website through to your webmaster, but not anymore. There's pretty much no good reason to not have a content management system for your website, where you or someone on your staff can go in and do quick adjustments to your page content at any time. And it's a real catch-22, because with the pure HTML sites, or just a site without a content management system, you become dependent on your webmaster for every little change that you want to make. And truth is, your webmaster really doesn't want to be bothered with small changes, and often will wait until there are several of these changes to be made, so it's worth their time to log in and do the work. Nobody likes to talk about it, but that's the reality of it. With a content management system, this is not an issue. It's all about options and not putting yourself at the mercy of someone who may not have the time to do what you need when you need it. You need a content management system for your website. And while we're talking about content management systems, or CMSs, number four takes that just a little bit further here. Get away from proprietary CMSs. Now, I know some of you may want to throw bricks at your speakers or whatever, and I'm sure there are cases where it may make sense. But for crying out loud, put thought into it and realize that if you are using a proprietary CMS that was actually created by the people who built your website, you are kind of attached at the hip to them. If you're okay with being that attached at the hip, well then, okay, fair enough. I will encourage you to think about these things, though, when making that decision. Is it really a proprietary CMS? Or is it just something like WordPress white-labeled with the vendor's name? People do that all the time. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just that you really need to know. You deserve to know what the heck you're working with. If it's not a white-labeled CMS and it's truly proprietary, then you have to consider whether it's a proprietary CMS from a business entity or from an individual. If it's a business entity, the question to ask is, what will you do if that business tanks and goes out of business? No one likes to think about this, but it happens, and you must have a plan of action to ensure continuity in case the worst happens. If that business goes out of business, is someone else going to take over the progress of that content management system, or do you have to start from scratch? Now, what about if it's an individual? If you're a local company working with a local single proprietor, an individual who created this content management system, that's a little bit different of a circumstance. It's similar, but it's got some differences because it's just one person. What if that individual gets out of the business? It happens all the time. Or, I hate to say it, what if they pass away? These things happen, and it's important to know what your options are if and when these things happen. Now, I love the WordPress CMS platform for websites. Easy to use, and it's open source. A whole community of programmers keeps it alive and vibrant. It's easy for you as the end user as well. There are other CMSs out there. There's some other good ones, but WordPress is undoubtedly my personal favorite. And finally, the last and, in my opinion, the most important point today, get a solid, robust CMS for your website so you can update your content regularly and consistently, and you will be in complete control, especially on your blog, and build your audience so you can get audience participation the way Ron Popeil did. Hey, I know it was pretty much a captive audience on that infomercial saying, set it and forget it. And we're all irritated by that. We all know what was going on. It was an infomercial, for crying out loud. However, the audience repeating that phrase, not just Ron Popeil, but getting a group of people repeating that phrase, wound up connecting with the audience that ultimately bought the product. Look, this is why some of you still buy Facebook likes. Because in the back of your mind, you think that you'll get a decent amount of followers out of such a large group. Rarely does this ever happen. Truth is, if you are consistently updating content on your website and you're consistently using your social media platforms as your beacon by which to broadcast this updated or new content, you will naturally build that audience who will care about what you have to offer. They may not be repeating tired catchphrases, but they will be repeating your name to others because you have truly connected with them. If you want to do this and you want to do this consistently, you simply can't have a website that forces you to go through your webmaster every time you want to dot an I or cross a T. You have to be in control of your ability to consistently communicate with your audience through your website and then direct them to that particular page on your website through Facebook and whatever other social media you may be using. You can never, ever set it and forget it with your website. You can be reminded, however, that as irritating as that catchphrase is, it's memorable because the originator of it was successful in getting us all involved in some way. Hey, the infomercial was getting watched, whether we want to admit it or not. Thank you so much for listening to this Mind Your Business podcast presented by Mind Development and Design, our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting, Whiff Roasters in Lititz, Pennsylvania. We all really hope you found this information helpful and empowering for you to improve and get more out of your website and your online presence in general. Thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher, and for the Pinterest interest, send us your questions through Facebook, comment on our podcast page, email us at info@minddnd.com, or just click that agonizingly enticing ask a question button on the right side of our podcast page. Thanks again, and see you next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah.